Well, good morning. We welcome you to the online service, and we hope and pray that you're having a good day. Every day with the Lord is a wonderful, wonderful day. And when we come into the house of God, that's you and me, you know. The Lord lives in us. We tabernacle with God, and He tabernacles with us. What a joy. But it's a special time of the year as we celebrate the 12 days of Christmas. In Europe, they celebrate the 12 days of Christmas from the time Christmas Day is to January the 6th, which is Epiphany, and they really still call it the Christmas season. So the Christmas season is alive and well in all of us, so we want to recognize that and let you know if you come to the church, we hope and pray that you do, you'll see the Chrismon tree still up, you'll see the Advent wreath, and all the spirit of Christmas is still alive and well in the church. That's where we get that song, the 12 Days of Christmas. The 12th day of Christmas, my true love said to me, oh, I'm glad you love me and I love you. Oh, maybe that was a little bit of Barney in the 12th day of Christmas. I don't know, but it's a wonderful joy to be in the Lord. Amen. So hope and pray everything is going well. We don't have too many announcements, just to let you know that we're still worshiping at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning in the church. Hope and pray that you feel well enough and safe enough to come and worship with you. And so keep it in mind. We follow the same guidelines, and we have everything you need in order to have fellowship, but also stay safe, practice the guidelines, so hope and pray that I'm just rambling this morning because we miss you, and it is safer to come to church than it is to go to Walmart. I keep saying that, but it's true. We have less people, and we follow the same COVID guidelines. Amen. Well, we wish you any birthdays. We don't know of any birthday that anybody let us know this morning, birthdays are real important. Of course, we celebrate the birth of Christ this week, so that's an important birthday. But let us know if there's any birthdays or anniversaries. Linda Sassine called this morning to let us know about the Worley family that need to be put on the prayer line, and we'll do that. But we would like you to either contact Phil or myself to let us know any important events in your life, birthdays or whatever. Or even if you want to be put on the prayer line. We do pray with you and for you, and that's an important thing. So, well, God bless, and we'll sing Happy Birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Oh, my goodness, my singing voice is getting better and better. About anniversaries. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. Judy and I have an anniversary coming up on January the 6th, which is Epiphany. When we got married, she picked that day, and I'm thinking, well, I wonder why she picked that day. And then I'm thinking, well, she knows I'm a preacher. And if I pick that day, maybe he won't forget our wedding anniversary because he's got to recognize Epiphany. I don't think that's why we picked that day. We picked that day because we wanted to share God's love. And I certainly had an epiphany when I met Judy, and I think she had an epiphany when she met me. So we thought, well, just like Christ was revealed to the world for Epiphany, we thought that would be a good time to celebrate. I don't know for sure if that's really what happened, but it makes a good story. Amen? All right. Well, God bless you. Keep in touch, please, and we hope to see you in church soon. We meet 11 o'clock in person every Sunday. We follow the same guidelines, the COVID guidelines, and I say that with tongue-in-cheek, but I mean it from my heart. It's safer to come to church than it is to go to Walmart. Or Target, or anything else in them big box stores. Why you say that, preacher? Well, we have less people to deal with, and we follow the same COVID guidelines. Hope and pray you're doing well, and we'll hope to see you in person soon. God loves you, and we love you.